James, good morning. And let's say that according to the Malian Minister of Territorial Administration, who spoke on behalf of the two delegations at the end of a meeting with the head of the Nigerian military, the visit was intended to reaffirm the strong solidarity of these two countries in Niger, the refusal to carry out the sanctions taken against the people of Niger by ECOWAS, and finally to reiterate the active, effective and full participation of Mali and Burkina Faso in self-defense operations in the event of aggression by ECOWAS against Niger.
As you well know, Abdul, I wonder what's the mood in the capital, Niamey, where you are, about the threat of ECOWAS military intervention?
Well, James, so the mood about this threat of a military intervention is, let's say, rather positive among many citizens. And as you know, yesterday, faced with this threat, the Junta called for a mobilization, especially of young people, to defend the homeland. And many young people with whom we exchanged said that they were ready, really ready, and willing to take on the task, because they believe that it is a war that ECOWAS wants to wage against Niger, and that in such circumstances, every citizen must consider himself as a soldier to defend the country. To this end, you have a civil society organization that set up so-called patriotic watch committees, which are in fact groups of young people at roundabouts and other key places in the capital, Niamey, to monitor and denounce any suspicious movement or people.
Thank you so much again, Abdul. It's very nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much too, James, and take care.